It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 25th of March, the 84th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. You still have 281 days left to fulfill your New Year's resolutions. How you doing with that? Started exercising yet? Learned to play the violin? Lost those extra kilos? Sorry, that is rather mean of me. But maybe that'd be a good bonus question. Have you ever kept a New Year's resolution? I know I haven't. Well, but if Ibiranke Oyewole's New Year resolution was to write more poems, she's right on target. Here's her latest work.
Hi everyone, welcome to Sound Kitchen, where Susan Owensby is cooking. My name is Ibiranke Obosede Oyewole from Lagos, Nigeria. I want to read out my poem to you, titled Rhythm of Love. Some songs left unsung, race left uncontested, titles unaccepted, my heart cry for love, yet my heart cannot reach it. Worlds apart, oceans left unexplored, places unvisited, where is my beloved? My heart is bereaved, yet the rhythm of love I hear, the sweet melody of love mixed with pain. Only the love will be my gain. Love, 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 my beloved, heed my call. The human birds are singing the song of love.
Ibiranke Oyewole lives in Lagos, Nigeria. She's a member of the Radio Zeter Club and, of course, the RFI Listeners Club. I put her poem on the Sound Kitchen and the club's Facebook pages so you can read it over and over again. Thanks, Ibi. Kisses!
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
I have both my radio brothers with me. Erwan Rome is behind the glass window in front of us at the control board. Hey, Erwan. And the Sweet Fitz is right here beside me, raring to go with your delicious Sound Kitchen ingredients, your answers to the bonus question on the listener's corner.
Howdy doody, y'all.
There's music from Erwan, too, but...
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And I hope so, too, because it's... time for the quiz. On the 18th of February, I asked you an environmental question. That week, the European Parliament approved a ban on new sales of carbon-emitting petrol and diesel cars to be in place by 2035. You were to reread our article, EU to ban fossil fuel car sales by 2035, / truck and bus emissions, and send in your answer to this question. What is the percentage of CO2 that cars are responsible for today across the EU? Michael, what's the answer?
To quote our article, cars currently account for about 15% of all carbon dioxide emissions in the European Union, while transportation overall accounts for about a quarter of it. In addition to the quiz question, there was, of course, the bonus question suggested by Salim Akhtar Chadar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Radio Listeners Club in District Chiniot in Pakistan. Salim's question is, what do you love to drink every day? And if you don't drink it, it seems as if your day is just not quite right. Well, you'll hear the answers later on in the Listener's Corner. So, as we say every time at this point in the programme, stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Ralph Verbanschik from Eselben, Germany. Ralph is also the winner of this week's bonus question, what's your favourite thing to drink? This is what Ralph wrote. I need coffee every day to feel good. The first cup in the morning, so my body wakes up and is ready for the day. The second cup I need in the lunch break, so I can enjoy the afternoon's work. The third cup I need in the evening to celebrate the end of the workday and enjoy the few free hours of the day. Congratulations, Ralph. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Nitu Biswas, who's a member of the very active RFI Pariwar Bantu SWL Club in Chhattisgarh, India. Hello, everyone. There's RFI Listeners Club member Tanima Tana from Narayanganj, Bangladesh. And last but not least, RFI English listeners Kumar Sankar Adhikari from West Bengal, India, and Abdul Bari from Naugaon, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week, RFI English correspondent Ryan Truscott sent us a very interesting article, Sparrow-Sized Bat, confirmed as Mozambique's newest mammal. They've named it the Namuli horseshoe bat. It lives in threatened forests around Mount Namuli, which is Mozambique's second highest peak. After 13 years of rigorous scientific processes, the researchers were able to, as Ryan wrote, obtain irrefutable proof that the specimens they had collected were new to science. Horseshoe bats have brown fur and tiny black eyes no bigger than mustard seeds. They're the size of sparrows and are named for the horseshoe-shaped structures on their faces that are used for echolocating or sending out sound waves to help them to navigate or catch flying insects. Fascinating, don't you think? The Namuli horseshoe bat does live in places other than Mount Namuli. And there's your question. Where else do horseshoe bats live? Reread Ryan Truscott's article, Sparrow-Sized Bat Confirmed as Mozambique's Newest Mammal, and answer me this. Aside from Mount Namuli, where else have the horseshoe bats been spotted? Name the two other places where the new-to-science Mozambican mammal, the Namuli horseshoe bat, lives. You'll find Ryan's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and Club's Facebook pages. Michael, what's the bonus question?
This week's bonus question was suggested by Jayanta Chakrabarty, who is an RFI Listeners Club member from New Delhi in India. Jayanta's question is, what good work have you done in the past week? Did you reduce your carbon footprint, smile at someone you didn't like, listened patiently to a boring story, did the laundry for your wife, cooked dinner for your mother? What good work did you do this past week? And remember, we're happy to hear your suggestions for future bonus questions, so do send them in.
I pretended to be quite interested in every single ingredient my husband used in a dish he made. I love to eat his cooking. It's fabulous. But I really am not interested in playing the what are the ingredients game and listening to every step of the preparation and cooking. It bores me to death. I also caught a bug and let him out the window. And you, sweet Fitz O'Mine?
That was one lucky bug. Well, I'm afraid it's been a bad week for me for good deeds. I've been snorting and snarling like a bear's bowels, but I do promise I will try to do better next week.
You have until the 17th of April to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 22nd of April to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
It's EPOP time. The EPOP video competition is ready for your videos. The EPOP video competition is sponsored by the RFI department Planet Radio, the department whose mission is to give a voice to the voiceless. EPOP focuses on the environment and how climate change has affected ordinary people. You are to create a 3-minute video about climate change, the environment, pollution, told by the people it affects. So put on your thinking caps and start filming. You do not need fancy video equipment to enter the competition, your phone is fine. And you do not need to be a member of the RFI clubs to enter. Everyone is welcome. And by the way, the prizes are incredibly generous. Go to the EPOP page, epop.network/en, to read about past competitions, watch past videos, and read the regulations for your entry. You can also write to us at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr, and we'll forward your email to Planet Radio. Again, the EPOP information page is at epop.network/en. That's epop.network/en. The competition closes on the 20th of April, so get to work. We expect to be bombarded with entries from the English speakers.
And now more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, Michael.
Today, you'll hear the answers to the bonus question, what do you love to drink every day? And if you don't get it, it seems as if your day is just not quite right.
Oh, my Guinness drinking friend, are you going to be able to get through this? I saw the face you made when I told you milk was my favorite thing to drink every day. I thought you might become car sick because milk was the number one answer.
It was indeed. And I have to say, I heartily approve. For others, you understand, not for me. Nasir Aziz, Kashif Khalil, Miza Noor Rahman, Israt Zahan, Tanima Tan, Vabra Khatun, Jahangir Alam, and Protama Prome all listed milk as their favourite drink.
But for Radhakrishna Pillai, it's buttermilk. Vive la différence.
The second most commonly cited favourite drink was fruit juice. Father Steve likes a Cameroonian grapefruit-based drink called Pamplemousse. He notes the ad for Pamplemousse, which of course means grapefruit here in France, is a glass a day makes you feel fresh, feel young, feel special. I could do with a bucket of that. Any fruit juice is fine by Malik Ala Bashaya Kokar. And for Rabbi Sankar Basu, it's Am Pora Sharbat in Bengali, Am Panna in Hindi, and Raw Mango Cooler in English. Rabbi Sankar Basu writes, it's the heart's joy to most of people in West Bengal and neighbouring Bangladesh. It's made with fire-roasted unripe mangoes, or boiled mangoes, mixed with ground spices and black salt. On hot summer days, when I drink a glass of chilled Am Pora Sharbat, my body feels relaxed and refreshed. It effectively builds body resistance. It can help in tolerating heat and sunstroke also.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful. Anything with mango, I'm going to like it. This one sounds good too. It's a Nigerian drink called Zobo, or hibiscus. That's Muhammad Nasir's favorite, and his children's as well. He sent a link from the Guardian newspaper for a recipe, which I've put on the Sound Kitchen and the club's Facebook pages. I'm far too lazy to make it, Muhammad. I'll just have to come visit you to try it.
Well, the favourite drink is lemonade for Shaheen Sultan, lemon juice for Diwan Rafiqul Islam, and for Jayanta Chakrabarty, lemon tea with a spoonful of honey. Shahnawaz actor Reepa noted that her favourite drink is quite simple, water with sugar mixed in. She wrote that her grandparents and her mother all drank it. Her mother advised her to drink it first thing when she came into the house from outside, because of the heat in Bangladesh, I imagine. And due to the cold of Estonia, I imagine, cocoa is Arne Tim's favourite tipple. Puit Riaj Poor Kayasta lives in Assam, India, where he notes there are as many as 1,000 large and small tea gardens. Assam is one of the leading tea manufacturers of the world, and without surprise, Puit Riaj's favourite drink is tea. He writes, I prefer to drink red or black tea 4 to 5 times every day, and at least 3 cups while doing hectic official work at my workplace. Tea chases away laziness and stress. Well, I hope I will remember that. Another reminder, this week's bonus question is, what good work have you done in the past week? And our thanks to Jayanta Chakrabarty for that question. If you have a bonus question idea, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Sweet Fitz for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
You're so welcome.
I'm Nomla Srinivaso. Hello from Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many, many thanks to our sound engineer, Erwan Rome, for his input and his expertise in putting the show together. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next Saturday to hear the answer to the question about Margaret Abouet's nonprofit organization in Côte d'Ivoire. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch and stay safe, my friends. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. This week, Erwan chose a piece by Sly and the Family Stone, an American funk rock band from San Francisco. Sylvester Stewart, that's Sly, formed the band in 1966. Sly and the Family Stone was a pioneer in the psychedelic soul sound. Their music was a melting pot of many influences and cultures, including James Brown funk, Motown pop, Stax soul, and Broadway show tunes. Its core lineup was led by Sly Stone, a singer-songwriter, record producer, and multi-instrumentalist, and included Stone's brother, singer-guitarist Freddie Stone, sister and singer-keyboardists Rose Stone, trumpeter Cynthia Robinson, drummer Greg Errico, and two white musicians, saxophonist Jerry Martini and bassist Larry Graham. It was the first major American rock group to have a racially integrated male and female lineup, groundbreaking for the U.S. at the time. The work of Sly and the Family Stone greatly influenced the sound of subsequent American funk, pop, soul, R&B, and hip-hop music. Acclaimed music critic Joel Selvin wrote, "There are two types of black music before Sly Stone, and black music after Sly Stone." Sly and the Family Stone are included in Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Artists of All Time, and 3 of their albums are on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. They're also, of course, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Erwan chose Time for Livin' from their 1974 album Small Talk. Small Talk is the final LP to feature the original Family Stone, which broke up in January 1975. So without further ado, here is Time for Livin' from Sly and the Family Stone. Thanks, Erwan, for another musical adventure. Talk to y'all next week.
Time for livin', time for givin', no time for makin'.